Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So this morning, give us about 10 minutes and I'll take the rest of it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. My. Woo. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So, I want to continue on God's grace, the grace of God. The grace of God. I read to you last week, and we'll go ahead and dismiss the children in the nursery. I shared with you last week from each one of Paul's letters. Paul's letters that talks about grace and peace be unto you. Peter said in his epistle that grace and peace be multiplied unto you. Amen. Then we looked up the word grace. We found that there's the definition of it that I like to use, because we could elaborate on it. It has many sides. The grace of God has many sides. Multiplied grace. It covers everything that's known to mankind to bring to that. He brought us to liberty and freedom. And if we would sum it up, the grace of God, if we sum it up, we just simply say God's unmerited favor, God's undeserved favor. God did for you what you couldn't do for yourself. God did for you what you did not deserve, but he qualified you so you could receive. And now what he has done by grace, you deserve all of this because of his grace, not because of what you've done. Amen. And so many times we get to thinking about ourselves, and you ever notice in any kind of relationship or communication of anything, you only get out of it what you put in it. And most of us, just, you know, too many people don't realize how blessed they are, and they want God to show up immediately when trouble comes. But if you hadn't practiced, you hadn't developed anything, you haven't put up anything or done anything, how much can you draw out of your bank account and you never put anything in? Seriously, that might be a serious problem that you don't have one. Because they'll close it down. Amen. But I want to talk about God's grace and talk about God. Today, why did God go to all this trouble to supply us with himself, who he is, what he could do, And we're going to read some, to me, it's amazing scripture that we've read and been over them. We're going to read them again. And why would God do all this? Simply because He's a God of love. John puts it so profound and many do not grasp the value of what he said and what he'd done. But John wrote, said, for God so loved the world. And there's anybody you know that have misused you, didn't appreciate you, did everything they could to hurt you. And then you will give the only son you got. You wouldn't even give him your money. Certainly not. But God so loved the world that he did what? He gave his, not one of, but the only begotten son. The only son he ever begotten the way he was gotten. God gave him. He gave him for you and me. That we might be free. Amen. And so I want to talk about the grace of God, what he did for us, and how that we should be so excited. Even when our mind, our flesh, and everything else around us saying, I don't feel like it. You need to tell it to shut up. Amen. I got too much. He've done too much, and I know too much. I can't afford to be quiet. I got to tell it. I got to let it out. Amen. Amen. So, if you will go ahead and open your Bible to let's go to 1 Corinthians. I'm not going through the scripture that I've been through. I may look back at some. But what did I say? 1 Corinthians chapter 1. I want to look at that again as we read that the last time. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, we'll begin with verse 3. If you can put that on the screen, go ahead. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. And this lesson is for information, revelation, insight to put something in you to stir you up to realize that you are valuable and God paid a high price for you. That you and I got it made if we'll follow the manual. If we will follow the leading of the Holy Spirit and get the instruction that we have in this manual called the Bible and just live by it, we'll never lose. We'll always win. We'll always be victorious. And we'll live a good life, a fruitful life. Life that's filled with joy. Life that is filled with goodness and blessing. For that's what he provided. That we could live like him. Now listen to this.